Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 15th through 17th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
Join Gardner Angus Ranch for their 42nd annual production sale on April 3rd at the ranch near Ashland, Kansas. Selling approximately 1,385 head of registered bulls and females and commercial females and pairs. As always, all purchases are backed by the Gardner Guarantee and will be delivered for free. Join the Gardners in Ashland, Kansas on April 3rd online at liveauctions.tv or superiorclicktobid.com. For video of sale offering, catalog, and more, go to their website, gardnerangus.com.
Well, yesterday, Governor Kevin Stitt signed what has been described as the most transformative education reform legislation in Oklahoma history into law. House Bill 2078 and Senate Bill 783 allow for students to attend public schools that best meet their needs and modernize the funding formula to match enrollment counts more accurately. One of House Bill 2078's authors, Representative Kyle Hilbert, tells us a little bit more about both bills.
2078 dealing with having more accurate counts of students and making sure that we're funding schools based on the students that they're currently educating. In our school funding formula, we have a three-year high. And so schools are funded on the highest of whichever enrollment count they have for each of the previous three school years. So if a student starts at school A, transfers to school B the next year, and transfers to school C in the third year, all three schools are able to claim that same student on their funding in the third year, even though the third school is the only one actually educating that student. And so what that's worked out in our funding formula is that we have 700,000 actual students in Oklahoma right now, but our funding formula believes we have 755,000 students because there are 55,000 ghost students in Oklahoma public schools that don't actually exist. And so we're spending $200 million a year right now on students that don't exist. And so this gets money back into the formula to fund the schools that are educating students and get money back into the formula and increase our per pupil funding on the state level through our state funding formula. And it goes hand in hand with the other legislation that we passed today and that the governor is also signing in Senate Bill 783, which allows for more open transfer of students instead of the district lines dictating, you know, where a student has to attend. We want to give parents the control because we believe parents know best about what education is best for their students instead of some arbitrary district lines that were drawn a long time ago. Now, preference will still be given to students that reside within a school district. And so that's set up, and school districts will still be able to deny students that are asking to transfer in from outside the district if the school doesn't have enough capacity.
House Speaker Charles McCall echoed, "We delivered as promised the shared priority of smart education reform that benefits students in all areas of the state." However, the Democratic leadership in the legislature not happy with this outcome. In a statement, the lawmakers said, "Today, the governor and the legislature fixed a problem that didn't exist. The real obstacle public schools face is the lack of legislative interest in fixing the critical issues, driving families to seek other schools." You've got farm news on Ron.
Are you looking for something unusual or hard to find? But you just might find it on HiBid.com. It's the online auction site for, well, just about everything. HiBid.com has estate sales, closeouts, liquidations, even government-seized vehicle auctions. And it's easy to bid on office furniture, antiques, sports memorabilia, restaurant equipment, motorboats, and even arcade games. You can search for items by name or just simply see where the next page takes you. Visit HiBid.com. That's HIBID.com. And find what you're looking for today.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.